Joining us now is Rachel Gustafson with OSF. And Rachel, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let's talk about what you've got going on, a new clinic in Sheffield.
Awesome. Yes, we are so excited.
So tell us how this came about.
Well, it's been in the talks for a little while, and then late last fall is when we finally broke ground, and it's been a pretty rapid progression ever since then. So Monday the 26th, we'll be opening the new doors at our new clinic, 240 North Mason Street, so still in Sheffield, just down the road a little bit over the train tracks by Cornerstone Wellness Center, and we are so excited.
That's great. So how will are the services changing at all? Or
no, services will still be the same. So we'll see patients from birth all the way through their life. We'll still continue to do the lab draws in our own clinic. We do some small in-office procedures, continue to do women's health, and then we also do immunizations to those that need them also. And what's also cool is the new clinic is designed in a way that we'll be able to develop telespecialty visits. So this will allow patients to have higher quality visits with their specialist from our primary care office. So we're excited about that too.
That's great. I'm sure that's one of many new innovations, am I right?
Yes. Yep. As long with all these telespecialty visits that came about during the coronavirus pandemic, this is one of them. Yes.
So tell us what is changing at this at the clinic in Sheffield.
So we'll be able to have more office space, a little bit more private for our nursing staff. So they'll be able to talk with patients one-on-one a little bit easier. The clinic has more exam rooms, so they'll be a little bit more quiet for them while they're in the room itself. And then we'll have a specialty area for our labs, immunizations, and all that stuff as well. Here in the clinic that we're at, it's very small, as I'm sure all of our patients would agree. So this will just provide more of an updated feel, more space, more privacy for patients. It'll just be a wonderful change for everyone.
Well, I imagine the folks in Sheffield have to be happy to see this expansion.
They are. Everyone is very, very excited.
And it begins on the 26th. So have patients already begun planning for the new location?
Yeah, I think letters will be going out this week to patients, hopefully the beginning of the week. So look out for that in the mailboxes. And then also, I think we're sending out some MyChart messages as well, just to let everyone know that we're changing locations from our old address to the new one. Again, 240 North Mason Street in Sheffield. And our hours will change a little bit as well. Dr. Pratt is going to start a little bit earlier because a lot of patients like to have those early morning appointments. So we'll be open at 7 a.m. and then still close at that 5 p.m. time.
Very nice. Now, when it comes to, I had a question and then I lost it.
No, you're good.
That happens. It happens.
It's Monday. You're fine.
When it comes to staff, how is the staff? Have you expanded at all? Or
not right now. I know that's always a goal of Dr. Pratt. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say that or not, but he's always looking to kind of expand or provide better care to our rural health area. As you know, he's from here. I'm from Princeton. So we understand that there's not the best access to healthcare in our location. So he's always trying to improve what we can do for, you know, our community and the needs for our community. So
that is terrific. And of course, Sheffield is a lovely community. And of course, that rural health opportunity is incredibly important.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Dr. Pratt is a brilliant man. So he definitely tries to treat what he can here, as a lot of patients have trouble with like transportation, getting to those specialty appointments because a lot of them are in Peoria. So we do as much as we can here. Certainly we have to outsource when we need to, but he also partakes in a lot of management and groups within OSF to kind of discuss, brainstorm. So he has a lot of intake from other providers as well. So
What's been the greatest challenge in establishing this new location?
That's a good question. I don't know. Honestly, it all kind of went perfect. We got to be really involved in the design aspect. We were there every meeting. We had a voice as to how we wanted like our care team area to be set up, how we wanted our exam rooms to look. We got to pick out the colors, the carpet, everything. They let us have a voice in everything. So it really is a clinic that, we helped to build and stay in for many, many, many years to come. So we're excited.
I imagine that has to give the staff a great deal of pride to know that they were so much involved in that.
Absolutely. I think all of us would say we were more involved in it than we thought we would be. So that was really nice. Yeah.
So talk about, for folks who might not know out there by Sheffield, what types of services can they expect?
So we do primary care, so family practice. We'll see patients from, the day after they're born for their well child checks, all the way through, your last few days on earth. We'll provide care to any of those patients with diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, congestive heart failure, pulmonary issues, all pediatric issues. And again, we do like small in-office procedures, so we can do laceration repair. We can do punch biopsies of, an abnormal skin concern. We do joint injections, shoulders, knees. And again, we do women's health procedures. We're able to give immunizations, all those pediatric immunizations that they get. And then as you get older, your pneumonia vaccines, your shingles vaccine, all that stuff, we can also update patients' health records with those. We're able to do our own lab work too. So we kind of see it all.
Indeed.
Which is great. I mean, that's what we want in family care, and we want people to know that they're welcome here with whatever they got going on. And if we need to outsource, we will, but we like to see our own patients when we can and do as much for them in our own clinic.
What do people need to do do they need to make an appointment before they come in?
Yeah. Yep. So if you're a new patient to us, you just call and make an appointment. Tell us that you're a new patient, 815-454-2811. The phone number will remain the same. And just let Kim know at the front that you're making a new patient appointment. And then when you come in, we'll have you sign a form that says we can get your records from your previous physician or nurse practitioner, PA. And then we'll discuss all that at your appointment and go over all your medical history. And line up, our plan of care from then on.
Well, Rachel Gustafson, anything else you want folks to know about the new Sheffield Clinic?
I don't think so. I just hope everyone loves it as much as we do. We created this to provide a better area to give care to our patients. So everything we designed, we had our patients in mind. So hopefully they can see that as well.
Perfect, Rachel. Thank you. Now, what is the clinic actually called, like the actual name of it?
So they actually are going through, of course, we just took on OSF St. Clair in Princeton.
Right.
So they were going through the process of establishing the new name for our community health areas. So I'm not sure that we've been told the new name for the clinic yet. Hopefully we'll know it coming up at the end of this week. I'm guessing it might be along the lines of, the community health or rural health clinics, because we are an established rural health clinic here in Sheffield now. So something along those lines, but we're not sure yet.
All right, great.